This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2025.
Hello. I am recording this from just outside of Winchester, where my mum and dad live. To cut like a very long story short, we have had quite a full-on couple of weeks. Rashidi, I and Uma were supposed to be moving in London, and then we got to our new place, and it just had a load of issues, which meant we couldn't live there. Like windows didn't close, the door wasn't sealed, lots of stuff. It was extremely full-on. My mum and dad have been amazing. All of our family and friends have been amazing. Mum and dad kind of came up to London 4 times in a week to help us move, well, to move us. And then we have moved back with them. So that's all been happening over 2 weeks. And then in that time, the weather seems to have turned. It's sort of that time where you don't know if the summer is going to be back or if this is like the start of autumn. It's quite strange. It's sort of fallen on exactly when we've arrived here. It's also so noticeable how being outside of London, you just feel the weather a lot more, feel the wind a lot more, feel a lot more exposed. And a really pleasant night. It's a nice thing. It's super noticeable, particularly like being out on my bike just very briefly a couple of times. You feel it straight away. Quite strange that that sort of coincided with what feels like a large shift in our lives. The last 2 days have been, we've had lots of showers, like heavy rain, and then bursts of like bright sunshine. I'm currently out, just went to the shop for my mum, and walking back, and everything's drenched, but it's sunny. And it's been like this with a small pond in the garden, and the water was a little bit low, so we left some stuff out to catch some rainwater. That filled it up within like 2 days, like inches of rainwater. So yeah, that's sort of a large development in our life. I feel like I probably skimmed over that quite quickly. So the weather's turned, and we don't know if it's turned properly or it's like some sort of faux autumn. Yeah, that's my update.
Hello. The weather today is, well, right now it's been changing so much, but right now it's really pleasant. What does pleasant mean? It is mild, and there's a bit of a breeze, and the sun's out, and really the sky's kind of doing everything. There's like very light blue patches, a really soft gradient, across the sky, and then kind of all sorts of different clouds around, and definitely some really dark ones kind of patched across the sky, and which makes sense because it's been just on and off raining sunshine throughout the day. And it's really nice to actually see such a wide kind of array of the sky, particularly because we've actually, are usually living in London, but we've actually left And it's quite hard to, I don't know, it's quite hard to do like a reading of the weather today without realizing that the reason why I feel like I can see so much sky is because of kind of very big week that we've had, which I know goes outside the bounds of what we're doing here, but had a kind of surprise situation with a new flat that we were moving into in London, which meant that we couldn't move into it because of the state it was in, but still had to leave the old flat we were living in, so we had to bung everything in storage very last minute, and then we're now currently living with Cam's parents in Hampshire. And the first thing, we went for a walk today with Uma, and the first thing you really notice is you can just see so much more of the sky because it's just a much more quieter area. There's less buildings around, there's way more green. I'm just walking into the kind of local park and kind of rural paths that they have around where they live. And there's a cornfield right here. And the farmer's just, I don't know, harvested all of his corn, I guess, all of their corn. But they've left, I guess the way that they've harvested it means that there's a kind of lots of, should you call them husks? But lots of kind of heads of corn that are just kind of about on the floor, particularly where they haven't been able to, I guess, collect them. So Cam may have acquired a few heads of corn, which is a really specific thing to bring up, but also is just, I think, maybe quite emblematic of the total shift that's happened between the last maybe 10 years of living in London and then now all of a sudden picking up corn off the side of the field, as we've had this whole kind of upside down moment, and having a noticing that there's, I don't know if you can hear, the breeze kind of rustling all the trees, and then not having the sound of buses and taxis and line bikes and mopeds and stuff kind of mixing in with it all. It's just the sound of the trees. It's very, it's a quite an interesting time to do a weather diary like this, because even though it's just about doing a reading of the weather around you, I can't help but then also think about how, what relationship that has to what I'm doing. We've just had a pretty massive week, so it's all kind of mixed up, and we're still kind of settling from it, I think. But yeah, the weather today in Hampshire, with all its rain and all its sunshine kind of ricocheting throughout the whole day, has been very pleasant.
Hello, hello. I'm currently on a plane from Lima to Santiago de Chile, so there might be some background noise. Apologies. Weather, it's hard to speak about the weather right now without thinking about like the whole of the last month. Currently in Lima, it's very cloudy. It's been today and it's been cloudy yesterday. It's kind of like a mild temperature, but it does feel very humid because obviously the sea is right next to the city, and feels humid, not too cold, just like pleasing temperature. I would really appreciate a bit of sun because it's a very gloomy city, you know, like in London or in Edinburgh, Glasgow, Manchester. I feel like red brick or like autumn colours really suit the grey. But in Lima, it's like a very hostile space. It's a very hostile city, not just because of the traffic, it's fucking terrible, but also because of, like, visually, it's very hostile, very fenced, like aggressive architecture. And I feel like the grey of like heavy clouds doesn't do great on Lima. But oh well, lighting could be better. But for the last month, traveling throughout Peru, weather's been changing so much. I don't know, Lima was in a desert because apparently they water the like green spaces in Lima. Otherwise, it would be just like the outskirts or the surroundings of Lima, just desert. I thought Peru was like much more, should we say, like exuberant green, you know, like vegetation. And it's only been like that in Puerto Maldonado, which is in the, when you cross the Andes Cordillera towards Brazil, there you get to see like exuberance green. It's very selvatic and very, very humid. I spent 4 days there and I could only, the only place to be was the shower, a cold shower all throughout the day. I think one day I had like 6 or 7 showers because it was impossible to cope with the sweat, the mosquitoes, and so I went to the shower and showered with big fat spiders. That was great. It was their house as well. And yeah, otherwise it's been very grey, very deserty, very dry. Especially in Lima, we went down to Puno, going through Ica, Arequipa, so all of that was quite dry. And hot was, you went south, but then towards the east of Peru, Puno and Cusco was colder because it was really high up. So I feel like my head is just completely, I feel like I've gone nuts with so much weather change. But and now return to Santiago, which I don't even know what temperature or what weather is there right now. So yeah, I feel like I'm kind of confused, dizzy. I guess it's a normal travel headspace, but I haven't traveled that much. I've been for the past few months living in the same city, so whole of August traveling has really like fucked with my weather awareness, if that's a term, and also fucked with my, yeah, every kind of awareness. Sorry, pilot speaking, should listen to that. Bye, love you.
Hello. So I'm looking out the window and it is raining. Everything is damp. Still got swimming costumes outside with the towel that we thought would dry at some point. They've been out there for days and it's just not getting any hotter. So it's time for those to come in. And as quickly as our tomatoes started ripening, it started getting so windy here. And so they're all at a funny angle and I think it might be time for them to go. The sweet peas are done as well, which is a sad moment because they were bringing so much joy in the garden. But yeah, my partner managed to mow the lawn just in time for the rain so that it's gotten all nice and green again. There's one part at the top of the garden which is right near a river that is half mown because as she was mowing, there were all these little frogs jumping out, so she had to ask for my permission to stop, and I was like, of course, I love frogs. So we've got this funny little bit of grass that's for the frogs. She also spotted a kingfisher the other day, so I'm waiting for him to make an appearance again. It was this time last year that we moved into this house and we started seeing the kingfisher later in the year, so it's nice that it's back because it was away throughout the summer. I don't really know where they go or what they do or all of that stuff. I guess as soon as the school holidays are over, they decide to come back. So it's been chaos where we live for the past 6 weeks, but finally starting to die down. I thought I'd feel a bit more mournful for the sun being gone, but to be honest, I'm so ready for winter. Autumn. Let's go with autumn first. I'm ready for autumn. Really excited to just be cozy inside. And because we were in Australia at Christmas, so it feels like it's been so long. Christmas just gone, so it feels like it's been so long since we had Christmas in the UK. So I'm really excited to experience that again this year. And also in the lead up over then, we've got a lot of wedding planning. So last night I was cutting up some daisy shapes for decorations out of a big cardboard box we had. So that was really enjoyable. So I'm finding all of these cozy little things to do inside. No cycling to work at the moment because I've just been too tired. And also I can't be bothered to contend with the rain on a bike. Too much effort, I think. But overall, I'm welcoming in this new season. And I can't stop drinking cups of tea. I'm just not even drinking water. I'm just drinking cups of tea after cups of tea. I'm just loving it. Loving it at the moment. Speaking of, I'm going to go make one. So that's that.
Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2025, 10:47 a.m. Sheffield. Standing in the sunlight, there's been a crossing of borders, moving between regions. We've left the mountains behind. From places, sort of moving from places where the weather meant attention, looking at it, reading it for safety, for some survival, and moving back to a place where it slips back into conversation again, idle conversation, sort of a presence, a persistent presence, almost as constant as the weather itself. I guess it's strange how quickly that changes, moving between the liminal borders sometimes. One day watching the way a cloud clings to a ridge to decide whether to go up or not. And then the next, sat in a cafe, sitting there at the table and overhearing, it's a bit chilly this morning. Autumn must be here. Both are true. Both are real, but they seem so much further apart than they actually are. Worlds apart, sort of in their way. And now, I suppose there's another cycle closing. Feels a little bit like a slow turn to autumn. The light is sort of tilting differently. Earlier shadows, and it's sort of cooler in the evenings and the mornings. Still warm in the sun, but the trees betray something else. Their leaves are scorched here, but not by the frost, not by the autumnal cold chills, but actually by heat, dry brittle edges, entire branches brown before their time. Not the golds and the reds of a gentle seasonal sift, but a kind of exhaustion. A tree at the stretch. Stretched by climate in some way. It does feel unsettling. The familiar rhythm of autumn is here, but the texture is off, sort of thin and dissonant. Not yet here, but strangely here at the same time. Even in autumn, I guess the thoughts are already pulled forward to spring. Not here, but there. A slow transition towards the other side of the world where leaving one season means stepping directly into the opposite. Another reminder that cycles are never as simple as they seem. Never truly circular. Never just local. I guess they always sort of overlap and fold into one another, merge with one another, depending on how you transition through those places. And I guess it just sort of loops back to where it all began. Back to noticing this thing that's sort of slippery and liminal. Standing still in the weather, but I guess you're never really still. And again, the thought comes back to not trying to master it or hold on to it or sort of control it, just to be in it, always in it. And yeah, I guess today does feel like autumn, but I'm sure tomorrow, perhaps flipping over to spring quicker than one can realize. Same sky, sort of differently arranged. perhaps this is what these observations have been about, really. This delicate dance between safety and survival, talk and triviality, cycle and change, presence and memory, form, slipperiness, weather observation.
Thank you for listening. This run of A Sprite Weather Diary will be releasing an episode every other Tuesday. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen directly on our website and on SoundCloud. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rishi Rajguru, featuring Daisy Grant, Owen Hanlon, Pablo Pajole, and our other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website, sprite.info. To support projects like Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can head straight over to patreon.com/sprite. See you in 2 weeks.